Music is its own universal language, connecting us all together. As a soundtrack to our lives, it invokes memories and sets the mood. But with such diverse musical tastes these days, can any location really be defined by just one genre or sound? In the funky coastal city of San Luis Obispo, music is woven into the fabrics of everyday life. Known for its laid-back small-town vibes, incredible hiking trails, and thriving music scene, San Luis Obispo has always had a very eclectic and yet recognizable sound. Walking around the Cal Poly campus, students, staff, and faculty can be spotted donning headphones with playlists to suit every mood and activity. Music emphasizes, shapes, and helps me understand my feelings, software engineering sophomore Aiden Dereski said. The avid listener relies on music to encapsulate his thoughts and power through workouts. Most of the main music streaming platforms wrap up each user's music habits at the end of each year, listing their top artists and songs, how many minutes of music listened to, and many more. In 2023, Spotify added a new location feature to their Spotify Wrapped. In the feature, matched listeners to a sound town based on their listening and artist affinity, lining up each user's music taste with those of fans in more than 1,300 spots around the world. With sound towns on Spotify, San Luis Obispo went viral on social media as many globally matched with the city as their sound town. User at Ice Cold Jazzy took to X, formerly known as Twitter, and said, "Okay, so everyone got San Luis Obispo in their Spotify Wrapped?" I think the San Luis Obispo sound town was a combination of TV Girl, Peach Pit, and Boy Genius. There was also a bit of Tyler, the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, and Frank Ocean, political science freshman Dylan Riley said. That honestly came for a surprise. I didn't realize that we were so into that kind of alternative rap scene. Riley has been DJing for about 9 years now and practices for an hour every day. He makes a point of listening to at least 20 new songs daily across all genres, thoroughly immersing himself in his craft. House shows fit with this kind of San Luis Obispo vibe. It's very grounded in this kind of garage band energy where everything sort of seems like it came out of a basement. It doesn't have a super overproduced sound and it's very grungy. I want to say it is Midwestern meets kind of beachy Southern California vibes, Riley said. One could argue that San Luis Obispo's sound comes from the soothing Southern California beachy aesthetic mixed with the hip rhythms from the Northern California Bay. Though San Luis Obispo music's scene pulls from diverse inspirations, indie rock lies at its core, channeling the laid-back yet passionate and creative spirit of the city. The live music capital of the Central Coast, San Luis Obispo hosts its beloved venues like Slow Blue Rock and Fremont Theater, as well as backyard house shows and major events like Shebang Music Festival. Downtown, local artists from indie rock bands to funk musicians keep toes tapping. When it comes to music, people tend to fall into one of two categories. Those who connect with the lyrics and the message of the song, memorizing every word, or those who hone in on the rhythms and beats. I tend to focus more on the beats and rhythms of songs, materials engineering sophomore Caden Figlioli said. Whether walking to class, at the gym, studying, or showering, Figlioli is never without music. He even started a band called Corner Pocket to perform with friends where they play mostly indie rock songs. With such varied musical tastes, can the sound of San Luis Obispo really be pinned down? While no one genre completely captures the musical taste of this funky city, it is evident that indie rock best represents the relaxed creative spirit thriving here in San Luis Obispo. The unique mix of powerful rock energy, sweet pop melodies, and focus on local artists mirrors San Luis Obispo's vibrant community, a city full of passionate artists, charitable minds, and caring people.